Welcome to Fraser 365. We're so glad you're taking a moment out of your day to study God's Word. Over the next few days, we're doing a brief study on the fruit of the Spirit. We hope that as you listen, you'll get a sense of the Spirit's presence in your life today.
Day 5. Welcome back to our discussion of the fruit of the Spirit. Yesterday, we looked at the importance of being and beholding before doing. Today, let's look at what Jesus teaches about abiding to move us from being to doing. On Jesus' last night before his crucifixion, he and his disciples celebrate Passover together. He washes their feet, he institutes the Lord's Supper, and then he shares what's on his heart. In John 15:1-17, he tells the disciples they've been chosen to abide in him and bear much fruit. He says, "Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches." John 15:4-5. Then, in verses 8-10, he says, "By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love." To abide means to dwell or to live in. Think about where you live. Whether that's an apartment or a house, ideally, it's a place of comfort and renewal where you're nourished and recharged. You might leave for work or school, but you come back home to eat, play, and rest. When we abide in Christ, we dwell in his love. This is what we mean by being. We're nourished and recharged by his love, just like a branch when it's connected to the vine. But remember that bearing fruit involves being and doing. And in fact, those two things can't be separated. Jesus declares, "If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love." John 15:10. What is his commandment? "That you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends." John 15:12-13. Jesus showed us how to love by giving his life for us. Now that we're united with him, we do what he did. That is, we glorify God and bear fruit by loving sacrificially. In a way, living a life that's full of the fruit of the Spirit is the same as living a life of sacrificial love. After all, there's a reason Paul lists love before any of the other traits when he talks about the fruit in Galatians 5. For today, we'll let John have the last word on love from 1 John 4:7-13. "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit."